Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. As I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong. All right, the AFCA, that's the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, provides an accessible, independent, fair and free external dispute resolution service for consumers and small businesses who have complaints about financial services. So they're the people you need to call if you've got some financial situations happening. We're going to talk with Dr. June Smith on the line. Dr. June, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and good morning to Mob.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. My sister, let the Mob know who you Mob, where you're from, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a proud Kurrenji woman, and my Mob come from around Mildura way on the Great Murray River down on the border of Victoria and New South Wales, Trevor.
Beautiful country, but I will say from Cairns, cold country too, sister.
Too cold, especially in the mornings, Trev, but
yeah,
it's been a bit chilly here in Cairns as well.
Well, it has, and you're in Cairns.
Acknowledge all your fabulous elders and looking forward to our chat today.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you very much. So you're with the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA. You're the Deputy Chief Ombudsman. So tell us about your services and what you can do to help and support people in a financial situation.
Thanks, Trev. And it's so important that Mob understand that who we are and what we can do to help when they may have money issues.
Yeah.
So we are an independent and a free service. We are an ombudsman, and what we can do, like an umpire in a rugby league match or an AFL match, we can work with a financial service organisation like a bank, a general insurance company, say, a buy now, pay later provider, car finance, superannuation, with the insurer, and if the insurer has got complaints about how a product is working or a service they're receiving, they can lodge a complaint with us and we can help work it out.
Fantastic. And we're talking about any individual, any person out there. It don't have to be a business person or organisation. You help all Australians, is that right?
As long as you've got a financial service, so as long as you've got a bank account or a superannuation account, you've got insurance products, you've got a car finance loan, a banking loan, a credit card, we can help, Trevor. And we've got a free call number, 1-800-931-678, www.afca.org.au.
All right, fantastic. So great to have all those details. Dr. June Smith, how long have you been in this field?
I've been doing this now for 13 years, Trev.
Okay.
Probably too long, but... AFCA has been in this business since 2018, and in that time, we're handling over 100,000 complaints from around Australia every year. 3,000 of them are from Mob up here in Far North Queensland. Probably about 1,000 complaints this year, and that's too many. And
we're out
and about talking to banks and others, insurers and others about how they are engaging with customers to reduce this number of complaints. But we're also up here in Cairns because we want to get some messages through, particularly about what to do if you have been the victim of a scam and what you can do if you're having trouble paying debt.
Okay, fantastic. So across the board, a fantastic vehicle. Thank you very much for sharing, Dr. June. And that number again, 1-800-931-678.
Absolutely, Trevor. And for Mob, we allow Mob to self-identify. And if they do, they get a tailored service. And What we ask all financial services providers to do and ourselves is make sure that you're providing a culturally aware and culturally competent service. So if Mob out there complain to us, just let us know that you are Mob and we can make sure our service fits your needs, but also that you're dealing with a person who's culturally aware.
Beautiful. That's great to hear. Dr. June, thank you very much. Look, you keep smiling and enjoy Cairns, and we'll yarn soon, sister.
No worries. You take care, Trevor, and good luck to everyone out there. Don't forget us, 1-800-931-678 if you need help with your debt, if you need help with a scam.
AFCA. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's Dr. June Smith with the organisation AFCA, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. She's the Deputy Chief Ombudsman. So if you've got any financial dramas going on and you need someone to bat for you, 1-800-931-678. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. And a big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
Oh, well, let's get that some money. Get
yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, we get it spot on.
6-5-4-3-2-1.
Gather round people, I tell you a story, an 8-year long story, power and pride, British Lord Vesty, Vincent Lingari, were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vesty was fat with money and muscle, beef was his business. Broad was his door. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance. Hard dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Gurindji were working. Nothing but rations. Once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags, started off walking at Wadi Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking back at the homestead and then in the town.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Vesty man said, I double your wages. $7 a week you have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land.
Vesty man roared, Vesty man thundered. You don't stand a chance of a cinder in snow. Vincent, if we fall, others arising.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingari, he boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city lights. Daily he went round, softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life.
Vincent sat down with their big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Why are people hungry? Vincent said, no thanks. We know how to wait.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingyari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. He told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns.
Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, came with great ceremony, threw Vincent's fingers, poured a handful of sand.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The story of Vincent Lingyari. This is the story of something much more. Of power and privilege cannot move a people who know where they stand and they stand in their law. From little things, big things grow.
Cowboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
It's me, Bush Takabunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-4700. 416.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming here live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and a big shout out to the NERS team. All right, to Delhi. It's called Awanu Binul Indigenous Entrepreneur Program Masterclasses. I'm going to talk to the project manager of this fantastic program, and that's Desley Pigeon. We have Desley on the line. Desley, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you very much. Where are you based, Desley?
So I'm based in Rockhampton in Queensland.
Okay, cool. I'm in Cairns here, far north Queensland. Very good morning to you. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from. Who's Desley Pigeon?
So to give you a bit of a heads up, I am the only non-Indigenous person in our program.
We claim you, my sister. Thank you, because you're working on a fantastic program by the sounds of it.
Oh,
continue.
But I do know my roots. I am Viking stock, and I definitely was one of the first boat people that came to Australia.
Well, there you go. Represent. Claim. Listen, we're talking about Awanu Binul Indigenous Entrepreneur Program Masterclasses. First of all, tell us about this program, how it all started, and what's the vehicle you're driving there?
Yeah, so Awanu Binul is an amazing concept. It's from mob around Brisbane, and it does mean to build with strong roots. It's a program that is sponsored by Arrow Energy, and it's enabled us from 2019 to really help Indigenous businesses connect and really grow in what they do. And we've seen some amazing stories come out all over Australia because it's virtual.
Yes.
And it's been such a journey. I feel absolutely privileged with what we're allowed to share and how we help people.
So, Desi, are we talking about First Nation people in business, are we?
Correct.
Yeah, good. And no matter what industry or what their business
is? No matter. We have the most amazing people from construction to art.
Good, fantastic. And so how long you been running for?
So we started this in 2019. Mm-hmm. So, look, I think one of the most amazing parts of this program is our participants from those early couple of years are actually now our mentors and helping us.
Oh, they come back to the table, do they, and train and talk their experiences and we're leading from the front, so to speak, hey?
Correct.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
Good. And we're talking men and women, aren't we?
We certainly are.
Fantastic. And so talk about some of the business involved.
Yeah, so we do weekly yarns, and so we have businesses that are, and I know I can name a couple of people, but Paul Olson, who owns Bulga Cranes down in Gladstone, he has done some amazing work. He commissions artwork on all of his cranes, so it's really stand out in his community, and he works so hard to really emphasise what he's doing, and he looks after his staff. He's been amazing and an amazing supporter.
Yes.
We have people that are working in the Bushtucker area,
which is
incredible what they do. Definitely a lot of construction. A lot of people are starting to do working together so that they can then offer the, you know, the bigger tenders, bigger grants. So that's been a really exciting development from our program.
Fantastic, fantastic. And so we're talking like in classes. Did we go out on the field or is it all online?
Yeah, so what we do is we do it virtual so anyone in Australia can be involved.
Mm-hmm.
We have an Indigenous facilitator, and David is absolutely amazing at how he facilitates the
David,
yarn.
What's David's last name?
Parkin. So David
big
Parkin.
Big shout out, David
Victoria.
Parkins. Yes.
Yeah, doing an absolutely amazing job. So we have the masterclasses. What happens is people can pick which ones they want. We've got all sorts of amazing things from cybersecurity awareness to really looking at your branding and your colours and how that affects your business. Mm. We help people with pitching and bios and capability statements so that they can actually apply for what they need.
Okay.
And
it's all you help them with like business names and ABNs and things like that
Correct.
if they're not
all the time
set up.
Yeah, We have some content that people can tap into and just self-paced, and it goes through all of the fundamentals of business, and it goes through growth strategies.
Cool.
And then the yarns are so we can really connect and really support people with where they're heading to in their business.
Yeah, fantastic. And I'm loving how the team of people that have exited the course have come back in as mentors. I mean, success breeds success, and that's a great system right there, isn't it?
It sure does. And being able to support each other across the country, not just, you know, they really work hard geographically to make sure everyone's connected. It's been such a privilege to watch the program develop the way it has.
Well, going for like 5 odd years, it must be good, and it is going good. And by that statement, duration, it just shows that it is working. So that's great to hear. Desley, thank you for sharing, my sister, and big shout out to all the mob there. And let's keep them rolling through, sister.
Oh, please do. And look, please reach out to us.
Yes.
I think you've got our email address. We'd love anyone can be involved. If you've got a side hustle to, you know, you want a business with some help growing it, that's what we're trying to do.
Fantastic. And if you don't mind, have you got a web page that people can have a look at?
Sure do. We are based with CQ University. So
If
you go on to CQ University's web page and you just type in one or Binnell, we're there.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. All the best, as you take care.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye, Lisa. Sis.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Desley Pidgeon, her name is, project manager, Wanil Binnell Indigenous Entrepreneur Program Masterclasses. Do check it out. Go through the CQ University. Google that. And Wanil Binnell, print that in, WHANUBINAL. So fantastic. Success breeds success. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM, Bummer Bripper Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black, have you say you mob too deadly.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. All right, Eon Foundation organisation that organises fruit, veggie gardens, boosts nutrition and budgets in remote NT communities. Been operating and coming up to about 20-odd years. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Deadly Sister, Donna Adunzel, Eon Foundation's NT Operations Manager on the line. Donna, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, sister.
So I'm born and bred from Katherine, but my grandfather was a Wanyagarawa man from the Dumaji, Burketown, Lawn Hill region.
Yeah, my country, my mob. So we've got a connection there, Donna.
we do.
Thank you very much. So fantastic. And so you're the operation manager, Eon Foundations NT. Tell us who Eon Foundation are, who they are, and how long they've been operating for, sister.
So the Eon Foundation is a non-for-profit organisation, and we have been running since 2005. We turn 20 next year.
Congratulations.
And we are currently...
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
We are currently in over 13 communities in the Northern Territory and 7 communities, I think, in Western Australia. And we have about 42 communities on our wait list.
Well, beautiful. So we're talking about a program that helps remote communities grow their own produce and has been launched in Central Australia. And like I said, been operating that coming up to 20 years in 2025. Look, high rates of diabetes and cardiovascular disease, but a diet of fresh fruit and veggies can reduce disease, of course, and household spending on high-priced store-bought goods. So this is a great concept in regarding health and regarding exercise and regarding diseases. It's a fantastic operation I'm picking up.
It is absolutely wonderful. So, you know, MOB are, you know, more predisposition to get diabetes and heart disease and, you know, chronic diseases caused by lack of nutrition, because where they live, you know, to get great food out there, it costs a lot of money. And then to buy that, you know, I was a single mum at 18, so I know full well how much it costs to raise a family on pittance. So food choices go down. So to feed a big family, when you've got biggest mob people living in your house, you know, you're going to always choose stuff that's going to go a long way. And unfortunately, that stuff is cheaper and poorer quality. So the Eon Foundation is an invite-only organisation, and we come into communities and we build sustainable edible vegetable gardens and then teach healthy nutrition from those gardens.
Well, I love the concept, but I love the idea of invite only. So you're not pushing this on people. The community themselves got to reach out to you, is what I'm picking up. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
If you look at Bladderwich, which is in Central Australia, there are roughly 500 people who live in that community.
Yep.
And over 250 of those mob have diabetes. So they contacted us and asked us to come down there and, you know, build a veggie garden and teach mob, you know, about cooking.
Yeah, beautiful. And so how many communities have taken on your gardens?
So in the top end, we are in the Big Rivers region. We're in 12 communities.
Whoa.
And then 2 in Central Australia, and I think it's about 7 in WA.
This should be templated across the country, my sister.
Oh, that's my plan. Yeah. One day I want it in every community in Australia.
But then once they know it and they're taught it, then they think they can act on it, and then it become, we are creatures of habit, human beings. So then we create a habit, it takes 30 days to create a habit is what I'm taught. So once we do it, we know it, we can continue this, and our children are learning, and it becomes, the necessity of life.
Absolutely, and that's the aim of the program, is to hand it over to mob.
Yep.
So they know exactly what to do, how to do it, and to keep it going. And we're in the process of doing our cost-benefit analysis. So in the Northern Territory, in the communities that we've been in for 5 years, diabetes is on its way down.
Yeah, beautiful.
So
we're
absolutely over the moon over that.
And this could be a cheaper way than having dialysis machines in communities, you know, and just get people off dialysis machines. And, you know, we're talking life expectancy, living longer.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know... For every dollar that the Australian government spends on, diabetes, it costs. For every dollar that we put into the Eon Foundation, it saves about $8 for the federal government. Yeah,
well, this is a smarter way and a cheaper way of saving lives, and and creating. Well, an environment, it becomes like a business entity too, does it not? I mean, you can sell the produce you're making as well, can't you?
Absolutely, and we have kids at the moment. We've got Mataranka markets on every week, and the kids from Jiltmingan community go in there and sell their produce and their preserves and, jams and chili sauces, and so yeah.
Too deadly. Fantastic. So how long have you been operating? You're coming up to 20 years. First Nation staff on board with Eon Foundations?
Yes, there is. We're currently at 57% and growing.
Good.
And we employ community assistants in community to keep the program going. So we're a fortnightly rotation. So
yes,
each fortnight we're on community for 3.5 days.
Yeah.
And then on the week that we're not there, community mob look after the garden and keep the program going.
I'm loving it. So fantastic. Congratulations. And you guys got a web page. Can we check out your operation? And if to a community mob out there, if they want to engage in you, it's up to them to reach out to you. Is that right?
Correct.
And
so
www.eonfoundation.org.au. eonfoundations.org.au.
Correct.
Too deadly. Donna, great talking with you. Thank you so much. A fantastic congratulations. Big shout out to your Delhi team and big shout out to the Delhi communities who are on board and the Delhi communities who are about to come on board. I will say that, Donna.
Thank you.
All the best. You have a great day. Keep smiling, sis.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Ta-da.
A deadly Donna Donzao, her name is, a sister who's the operation manager for Eon Foundations NT. Look, they are creating fruit and veggie gardens, and it's boost nutrition and budgets in remote NT communities and also now in Central Australia. So, look, there it is, your mob. Do check them out. If you're a mayor, or if you're a CEO, or if you're just a brother or sister there fishing there on your community and you're thinking, I want to save my mob, my family here, get in touch with Eon Foundations and let's start the fruit and veggie gardens. I mean, we were the healthy race living on planet Earth at one stage. Let's get that trophy back. Too deadly. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. A big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for putting us across the airwaves, across the country. And a big shout out to, of course, Bama Bipa Media, the radio station here in Cairns, First Nation radio station in Cairns, 98.7 FM, to management here, and also the staff, the team, and also the directors of Bama Bipa Media. Too deadly. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Ain't no fairy tale when you